Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Life often brings moments that test the strength of our faith. But even in those quiet, uncertain seasons, God gives us another precious gift, hope. Hope is the gentle companion of faith. It whispers peace into our hearts and reminds us that God is still working, even when we cannot see the way forward. Faith trusts God in the present. Hope looks forward to the future He has prepared. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, we are reminded of three things that will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And while love is the greatest, faith and hope remain side by side, strengthening and renewing our hearts day by day. In today's message, titled "Hope is as Important as Faith," Evangelist Paul Acqua invites us to rediscover this divine balance, the power of believing and the beauty of expecting. Let's join in.
I want to talk about the importance of hope in our lives. There are amazing things about hope that can really make the subject of hope come alive on the inside of us. But you see, my friend, hope means different things to different people. For example, you hear some people saying, "How are things going?" And they will start telling you about how bad it is. And then they will say, "Well, is it going to get any better? Or is it going to be okay?" And they say, "Well, I hope so." And what that means is that they don't have any faith. They are just wishing and hoping, and it can be used in a very negative way. But the way that scripture uses hope is a powerful force, I tell you. And I think a lot of people have a concept of hope as being something that is somehow very inferior to faith or to other things. But that's not so at all. Some people have seen the power of faith. As a result of that, they rejected hope. They don't esteem it at all. Somebody would say, "Well, I'm hoping that things work out." And then you just criticize that person and say, "Oh, you need to believe in God. You need to quit hoping and you need to start believing." And that's what normally the concept of hope has been looked at. But if you start learning about hope and faith, you will realize that there actually is a balance between hope and faith. They are really connected. You see, let me refer you to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. And this is what the Bible says. "And now these three remain," you see, "and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. So you see, some people have rejected hope, or at least attributed it to immature Christians. But that is not so. Hope is right there, what I read, with love and with faith. And so hope is a powerful force. Most of us have heard many messages on faith. We have heard many messages on love. However, hope has mainly been put to the sideline. We don't really hear much about hope at all. Let me ask you, how many messages have you heard on the subject of hope? Not many. And in some faith circles, even hope is being treated as less important. They say hope is future tense, faith is now. It's bad to be in hope. That's what people say. You need to be in faith. So it's actually been treated as less important in some faith circles, I'm telling you. But hope is one of the most powerful weapons that we have as Christians, which means it's much more important than you think. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. We know that scripture. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And our faith is linked to our hope. You see, it's really linked to our hope. You cannot have faith without hope. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." Can I repeat that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you see, The word substance here in the Greek Strong Concordance means assurance. Faith is a heart assurance. You know that, you know that in your heart you have something, but you cannot see it on the outside. You cannot see it in the physical sense or manifested in the physical realm. You cannot see it with your eyes. You cannot hear it with your ears. You cannot touch it with your physical touch. But in your heart, you know that you have it. That's faith. But you need to know that faith would bring substance to what is hoped for. That's very important. They are connected, you see. So faith brings things that are in the realm of hope into physical reality, you see. If you don't have hope, what the substance of your faith? So faith brings things that are in the realm of hope into physical reality, but it has to start with things that are hoped for. Very important. You have to start with a hope before you can get into faith. Knowing this will enable you to elevate hope to a place that is really powerful, and you recognize that it's an important thing, my friend. Hope is what God has for us in Christ Jesus. It's what we have in the spirit realm. There are two realms. If you don't know, there is a spiritual realm and there is a natural realm, or physical world and spiritual world. Everything Jesus died for is actually existing in the spirit realm. We need to actually have it in the natural realm or physical realm, though. We need that. So how do you get what's in the spirit realm to manifest in the natural realm? That's called faith. Faith brings it in. But hope is that confident expectation of a future good, you see? So faith and hope, they are connected. The Greek word means a confident expectation of future good. So hope is that vision of what God has for you in the spirit, my friend. What is available to you? That's what we're talking about. Hope is what is available to you, the substance of faith. But let me say this. You must have a confident expectation of what God has for you before you can actually hold on it by faith. Faith brings what you hope for into the physical realm. Therefore, if you don't have hope, which is a confident expectation of what God has for us, then faith cannot bring it into the natural realm, my friend. Faith does not operate independently of hope. They are connected. So you can say it this way. If you don't have anything that you are hoping for, faith cannot provide substance to it. In other words, faith is controlled or motivated by hope. There are a lot of people who want to skip hope and go to the faith stage. It cannot happen like that. Hope is the motivator, is the thing that determines how your faith works. The two are connected. Trying to operate in faith without hope is like a farmer trying to harvest where there is no seed planted. It's like going to his farmyard for a harvest and then frustrated why he's not reaping a harvest. He goes out there, he enters his farm, he looks at the ground. What's wrong with my farm? Why can't this farm bring in harvest? But the problem is there's nothing shown to be harvested. And that's the same thing, that if you don't have that vision on the inside of what God has for you, faith cannot lay hold of it. Faith cannot bring it out. Faith cannot make substance to it. So many are looking at their faith life. They are looking at their love life. They say, oh, am I operating in faith? What's wrong with my faith? Or what is happening? Or say, well, maybe I'm not walking in love, or maybe I'm not receiving God's love. Why am I not getting my healing or getting my answer? But a lot of times, my friend, it's not a faith problem and it's not a love problem. It's a hope problem. If you don't have heart assurance, that's something you have right now. If you don't have that faith in your heart, what do you need to do? Many people say, well, you just need to focus harder on operating in faith. Confess more. I have it. I have it. I have it. No. really what you need to do is you need to focus on developing hope first. That's the first thing you need to do. If your hope has been affected, instead of there being a positive anticipation of good in the future, there is fear about future. So you are killing faith in your life. Without hope, you don't have faith to bring anything out. I tell you, there are a lot of people listening to me right now that I have described you, because in a way, you don't have hope, but you're just keeping the hope stage into the faith stage. But it doesn't work like that. You don't have hope. You are trying to believe God, but you don't have any hope. For example, when there is an election, instead of people being positive, they are so negative about the future. For me, I don't care who is the president or who is the prime minister. My hope is in God. I'm not saying that I'm in agreement with the way the politics play out and what's going on, but look at it this way. In the midst of terrible situation, you can have hope and praise God, I'm telling you. Even though things may not be going on well, we still can be praising God. We can still have hope. There are a lot of people whose hearts are failing them, looking at the things that are going on, looking at their circumstances and situations. Hope is the antidote to it. Hope is going to be a powerful force in your life. Instead of people having hope, which is a positive view of the future, people are going to be afraid all the time. Because of lack of hope, men's hearts are failing them. That's what the Bible says. So currently, people are more hopeless than they have been in the past, I can tell you. We live in a very, very negative world. We turn on the TV, it's all negative news. You listen to the news, it's all negative news. You take the newspaper, you read it, it's all negative. We are in a stage that the negativity is being amplified and magnified, and then all the good things are diminished. You need hope, my friend. People are committing suicide, but if you have hope about the future, if you know that your future is bright, you wouldn't commit suicide. People committing suicide are hopeless people. You see, hope is a very powerful force. Hope is a very important principle in Scripture. Let me tell you, as a born-again Christian, your future is actually predicted because God prepared good things for you to walk in even before you were born. In the book of Jeremiah, the Bible says that I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts which are not evil but good, to give you hope in the future. So this is actually predicted. Does it mean it happens automatically? No. But you got to cooperate with God. He's already prepared good things for you. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. He said he prepared for you a future full of hope and expectation of good things. Even the other translation said that he will lead you to the expected end. And if God is leading you to expected end, obviously you are more than a conqueror. Who can be against you? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Why? Because you have the omnipotent God backing you up. My friend, you need to have hope. Hope in the God of hope. The Bible says that God is a God of hope. So my friend, if you are a Christian, hope for the best so that your faith can bring that substance out into the physical realm. And if you are not a believer in Christ, then what I'm saying is not applicable to you. The first step you need to do is to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.